time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Well, wet.
Yep. Get the kayak out this morning.
Yeah, that's the common answer this morning. Yeah, if you want to get around, that might be a little bit better way. Yeah. I know the gas mileage is right.
Save some fuel, yeah.
There you go. Another one of those days, huh? Brett's in with us here this morning as we get started. I would think a plumber could do something about all this water.
God, you'd think so, but Mother Nature's one we can't control.
You can't do anything about that, huh? Well, tell us about Camblin's.
Putting in a new shower or tub doesn't have to be a major expense. Camblin Plumbing and Heating has several manufacturers we work with and can show you the easiest ways possible. From Kohler, Sterling, Aquatic, and Musty, you will have the selection that will give you just the right look and color. And with Camblin Plumbing and Heating's technicians on the job, it will be done right, I guarantee. You will have the choice of cast iron types to acrylics and a magnitude of colors and selections. And the quality is always guaranteed. Give us a call for a free estimate on your next remodel at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Hey, I want to bring Dan Hicks, freeze notice meteorologist, into the program with us this morning because we're going to talk about this horrible drought we're suffering through. Hi, Dan.
Good morning. I don't recognize that word drought for Iowa right now, that's for sure.
You know, we get one or the other, don't we?
Well, it seems like we have one extreme or the other. We had, you know, we started out the spring fairly dry, but you're looking at the rainfall in May. Most of southwestern and west central Iowa averaged about an inch above normal for the month of May. That's averaging out the crop regions for those two areas, and we're off to a wet start in parts of the western Midwest, especially the southwestern Midwest. In June so far, there's been some fairly heavy rainfall in southwest Iowa, southeast Nebraska, down into Missouri and Kansas. So certainly plenty of rain to go around in the Midwest so far this late spring, early summer. Some of the areas of the southern plains that were quite wet this past spring have also turned wetter the past 4 or 5 days.
Should this really surprise us, though, that much, Dan? It seems like that's kind of been the pattern the last several years, is that we get a fair chunk of rain in the spring, early summer, but then it seems like by July it just completely shuts off.
That has been the trend the past few years. We've gone through some fairly wet springs the past few years here in the western Midwest, and spring actually this year was a little bit drier than normal in Iowa, but it finished off wet in May. April and March precipitation kind of drug down the average. And, you know, May and June are typically two of the wettest months here in southwestern Iowa. As we get into July and August, the heart of summer, normal rainfall does drop off a little bit. So it's not unusual to have, you know, fairly frequent and fairly heavy rain, you know, during May and June. We've seen those trends the past few years, and it looks like, at least in the near future, a fairly active weather pattern continuing across the western Midwest.
Haven't we, though, here in this part of the state in southwest Iowa, haven't we been a little bit more fortunate than other places around the upper Midwest?
Well, I think that if you go just south of Atlantic, down toward the Missouri border, there were some heavier rainfall amounts that occurred late last week and early in the weekend. And I do think you're right that southeast Nebraska, far southwest Iowa, down toward the Kansas City, Topeka area, that was a region that was hit pretty hard by heavy rain so far this month. And, of course, the southern plains had a very wet May. So you may be right here in the Atlantic area. I think we're running above normal since the 1st of May, but I think you're probably right that in the immediate area we may have skipped out on some of the heavier rain amounts.
Well, and it seems like a lot of rain in the south, too. We saw Texas get blasted a few weeks ago with just a tremendous amount of rain in a short period of time. A lot of those dry creek beds were dry no more. But it seems, you know, of course, we start talking about things like Kansas, Oklahoma this time of the year. We're kind of used to talking about Tornado Alley at that time of the year. But it seemed like there was an awful lot of rain throughout some of those areas. Is there a pattern of some sorts out there, you know, an El Nino or something out there that's causing a lot of this?
Well, the El Nino that we have now, which really kind of started to develop late last year and has increased over the past few months, I think you could probably attribute the wet weather in the southern plains during May to the El Nino. The weather pattern, this active weather pattern we've got right now, you know, it may be somewhat associated with El Nino, but one thing we have right now is we have a blocking high pressure aloft over the southeastern part of the country. And as systems come across the plains, they tend to slow down as they near that upper level high. And I think that's caused more frequent rainfall over the central and southern plains up into the western Midwest over the past few weeks. I think that's one cause you can kind of point your finger to looking at the upper level pattern across the U.S. You know, whether that's ultimately due to El Nino, I don't think anybody knows for sure, but it certainly looks like that's going to continue here in the near future.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we tend to take it a little bit in stride, try not to get too nervous early in the planting season when it's wet out, but now it's kind of getting late in the planting season. What's that look like around the state?
Well, I think that from what I have read, that there are certainly places in southwest Iowa that had the slowest progress in planting so far this season. I know the crop report that came out a week ago indicated there were still a fair amount of beans to be planted in southwest Iowa. I do think the rest of Iowa has fared a little bit better as far as you're getting the corn and beans planted on a more timely basis. So that right here in southwest Iowa, especially I think from Atlantic southward, and that would probably include parts of northwest Missouri, southeast Nebraska, northeast Kansas, that would be an area where there's probably still a fair amount of beans that have not been planted. Of course, a new crop report comes out later today. And, you know, with the rainfall we've had recently and the additional rainfall, you know, there may be some of those places that have a real difficult time finishing that bean planting, you know, over the next week or 10 days. Again, across the rest of Iowa, I think that most areas got their crops in on a little bit more timely basis.
Well, I know folks looking around some of the creeks and streams, you know, get a little bit antsy just looking at how they've risen so rapidly. But, and I know there are some areas, the Hamburg area, some of the normal places that typically get hit pretty hard when there's any kind of hint of flooding occurs. But for the rest of us, should we start to be concerned, or is that something that is still far down the road?
No, I think that you have to be concerned somewhat, especially with the small creeks and streams, maybe not so much the major rivers, but, you know, with the wet weather we've had, you're really off and on since the 1st of May, most areas having above normal rainfall, a fair amount of rain so far this June, and with the pattern coming up here over the next several days bringing us more rainfall, I have to think that in a lot of places the ground cannot soak up too much more rain, and especially the small creeks and streams that react more quickly to these heavy downpours, I would certainly think you have to be concerned a little bit about that if we get you know, these additional heavy rains coming in over the next week or 10 days. Some of the, especially the smaller creeks and streams may, you know, cause some flooding problems. The major rivers, it might take a little bit longer than that. But certainly, if you look at the net soil moisture, it has increased dramatically across southwestern Iowa and surrounding areas. And I have to think that a lot of the streams and creeks are running, you know, fairly high right now. So we're probably getting to the point where there's more concern for additional heavy rains that do fall.
It's really done a number on construction season, too, you know.
Well, I'm sure it has. I mean, we've had, we've seemed like we've had a lot of days where we've had, you know, a lot of hours where rain fell. We may not have had a lot of rain during a day, but, you know, for the construction business, obviously, if you get a tenth of an inch of rain spread out over 4 or 5 hours, it kind of ruins the entire day. And it looks like, construction-wise, it's going to be kind of a slow go across Iowa. This week, we've got rain falling in the state today. It does look like tomorrow could be a dry day, but these scattered showers and thunderstorms will come back mid to late week, and the overall pattern looks active into next week. Certainly, you know, most areas will have a fair amount of dry time on any given day, but I don't see a long stretch of dry weather coming up here in the near future.
Yeah, it doesn't look like there's a real 24-hour break for the most part in the wet weather. There seems like there's always, if nothing during the day, like you talk about tomorrow, we might get some sunshine a little bit tomorrow, which will help a little bit, but then by the time night falls, it looks like there's some rain back in the forecast again. We just don't seem to get those long breaks we need.
Well, that's true, and I think the pattern I spoke of earlier with this high-pressure loft in the southeast part of the country, it tends to, you know, keep the storminess more frequent in areas farther to the west and northwest, and that's what we've seen quite a bit of the time during May and now on into June in the western Midwest and the plains. And that that general upper-level pattern doesn't look like it's going to change much. So I'd have to think that over the next couple of weeks, we'll continue to have, you know, maybe more than the normal number of days on which rain falls and more than the normal amount of rain that typically falls. And again, as we mentioned earlier, we're in one of the wettest times of year right now. June rainfall, I believe, averages around 5.5 inches here in the Atlantic area. It is one of the wettest months. It's also one of the months that brings most frequent rainfall. So it's not unusual to have frequent rainfall in Iowa this time of year. It just seems like it's happening more frequent than normal this year.
Yeah, but I'm guessing the weathermen are having a lot more fun than the farmers right now.
Well, you're probably right. I mean, I like severe weather. I don't necessarily like day in and day out of rain, but you're right that it has to be frustrating. And again, especially some of those southwestern areas of the Midwest where, you know, the progress has been the slowest, and a lot of those fields are wet or saturated now, I believe, from recent rainfall, and it just doesn't look like they're going to get a real long break here in the near future.
Yeah, let's rain is rain. That's fine. It's going to happen, but let's just hope it tempers itself just a little bit so we don't have to have too many of these discussions.
That would be nice. It'd be nice to even it out a little bit and give those wet areas at least a break. But again, pattern looks active here in the near future.
All right. We'll keep our eyes to the skies, and you do the same. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You betcha. That's Dan Hicks from the Freeze Notice Weather Center this morning. Wish he had better news, like, you know, turning the faucet off would be nice for a change, for a while anyway. We'll see. Brett's going to tell us more about Camblin Plumbing and Heating this morning.
Allergies seem to be a year-long problem anymore, and we would like you to know that Camblin Plumbing and Heating are pros at helping make your home or office a better place. We offer professional duct cleaning that will make immediate improvements in the air you breathe, and we're very educated in the science of indoor air quality. With Lennox, Camblin Plumbing and Heating offers a variety of equipment that can clean the air in your entire home or office and ease your allergies. Also remember, we make house calls. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Heartland. The thought of the day today comes to us from Elbert Hubbard. Every man is a darn fool for at least 5 minutes every day. Wisdom consists of not exceeding the limit.
I was going to say 5 minutes seems like an awful short time frame for that. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Hey, thanks again to Dan for spending a little time with us and sharing some news, I guess. Not necessarily good. I don't know how bad it is, but so far, we'll keep our eyes on it, see how it goes with the weather outside. Hey, you guys make it a great day, and God bless America.